আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we hope and pray that you and your families are in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Well, dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, today we have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is satanic whispers. And inshallah, throughout the episode today, we will be covering different aspects in this regard as to how can we avoid satanic whispering, what causes satanic whispering, etc. So stay tuned for further detail, inshallah. But before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this regard, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, because your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, ishq and muhabba, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, all praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher, and our creator. It is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I breathe. It is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I eat, we drink, subhanallah. All of these is by the power and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, we have to, you know, understand and realize our purpose in this dunya, our purpose in this life. And what is our purpose? As a believer, what is our purpose? And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Allah ta'ala says, I have not created jinn or mankind except for my worship. So this shows us and tells us that our purpose of us being in this world is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the opposite, on the other hand, if someone is habitual in sinning, if someone is violating the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, committing sins throughout the day, committing sins throughout the night, not worrying about other fellow Muslims, then such a person is actually listening and obeying shaitan. And if we are responding to our nafs and to our desires by committing vices and by committing evil and indulging in sins, then we are obeying shaitan. Now, in order for one to defeat the enemy, one has to know the enemy. And who is our enemy? Our enemy, our clear and open enemy, is shaitan. And shaitan, he would whisper evil in your ears. He would whisper in your ears to do this wrong or to do that wrong. Sometimes he would beautify a good deed, but you would start to gain self-satisfaction out of that. Now when shaitan whispers into a human being, Let us analyze this and look at this. The word waswasa, which we hear often, right? Waswasa literally means a whisper. And in terms of Sharia, waswasa means evil thoughts and ideas. In Tafsir Baghawi, it is mentioned that waswasa is the thought that shaitan produces in the heart of a human being. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, usually everyone experiences satanic whispers. Everyone experiences it. Some experiences them a lot and some a little. Some deeply sensitive people continue to think about satanic whispers and it gets to them and this lands them into trouble. But if it is ignored, these satanic whispers, if they are ignored, then usually they would come to an end. As soon as you begin to experience satanic whispers, what should we do? What should you do? You should start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, as soon as a satanic thought or whisper enters your heart or your mind, then immediately start saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. What would happen to shaitan? Shaitan would run away. He would flee, inshallah. So the more a Muslim worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a believer is following the commandments of the Holy Quran and the practices, the teachings and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more shaitan opposes him. And shaitan, by doing this, by opposing such a person, is showing his enmity. And shaitan, he makes every possible effort to prevent a person from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prevent a person from following the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, shaitan, this aspect, he lays so many different various kinds of deceitful traps. And shaitan continues to disturb a person by producing different types of filthy and evil thoughts in his mind. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes it happens that a person falls prey, falls into the trap of satanic whispers in ignorance, giving up a righteous and pious deed. And what happens at the end? Shaitan, he becomes successful in his mission. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal has said to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in verse number 97 and 98 of Surah Al-Mu'minun of the 18th para of the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَقُلْ رَبِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّي أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. The translation, and say, O my Lord, I seek your refuge from the whispers of the devils. And my Rabb, I seek your refuge from their coming to me. Allahu Akbar. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, everyone is accompanied by an angel and a shaitan. Yes, every single one is accompanied by an angel and a shaitan. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, he mentions in his book, Minhajul Abideen, he says that Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed an angel on the heart of every human being. And the angel continues to invite him towards goodness. So this angel now, which calls a person towards goodness, this angel is called Mulhim, right? And his invitation is called Ilham. On the other hand, a shaitan is also appointed by Allah Azza wa Jal. And this shaitan invites a person towards evils, towards vices and towards sins. The shaitan is called waswas. And his invitation is called waswasa. So Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he further states that although most of the scholars of Islam, they are of the opinion that an angel invites people only towards righteousness and the shaitan only towards evils. So Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he says, yet my spiritual guide, my murshid, he has stated that shaitan sometimes makes people indulge in evils, even by apparently inviting them towards righteousness. He does so by inviting them towards a minor act of righteousness. This is how he does it. By inviting a person towards a minor act of righteousness instead of a major one, or makes them commit a major sin that is much more severe than the reward of a pious deed. For example, if a person has performed a pious deed, then shaitan, what will he do? He would make that person indulge in self-satisfaction, make him feel good about himself. This is the trickery and the trap of shaitan. That is why before we do any good deed, always make sure that your intention is correct. Because if the intention is not correct, and if you are doing something to show that person that, oh, look, I am giving so much, because I want you to see. Now what would happen? Automatically, you would feel good about yourself. You would feel nice about yourself. This is actually a trap of shaitan. It's a trickery and a deception of shaitan. So before doing any good act, pause for a moment, ponder for a moment, and make good intentions in your heart that I am doing this act. I am giving out sadaqah, I am giving out charity, or I am going to remove a difficulty from a Muslim. I am doing it, O Allah, only and only for your pleasure. So we need to take a self-introspection and check how our intentions are. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is mentioned that in the book called Mirqat and Ashi'atul Lama'at, it is mentioned there that as soon as a human baby is born, a shaitan baby is also born. And the shaitan baby is called Hamzad. Hamzad in Persian and Waswas in Arabic, right? So in this regard, there's a very beautiful narration, subhanallah. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, each of you is accompanied by a jinn, by a shaitan, as well as an angel. So each human is accompanied by a shaitan and an angel. The companions, the people asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even I am accompanied by him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped me against him, making him a Muslim. And now he only gives me suggestions of only about goodness. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the maqam, the shan, and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, everyone is accompanied by a shaitan. Keep it in mind that only the accompanying shaitan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a Muslim. The accompanying shaitans, the accompanying shayateen of all other people are disbelievers. Anyway, a shaitan who is a devout disbeliever is appointed to cause whispers in our hearts. And he continues to oppose us all the time, every single time. And each time shaitan opposes you and I, opposes us, shaitan, he's showing his enmity against us. Allahu Akbar. This is in reality shaitan showing his enmity against us. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, mentions that shaitan is free, but you are busy. We are busy. He watches us, but we cannot see him. We have forgotten him, but he has not forgotten us. Even inside us, there are so many friends and helpers of shaitan. such as our nafs and our desires, etc. That is why it is so essential, so important, so vital to fight against shaitan and to defeat him. Otherwise, we cannot stay safe from the mischiefs and harms of shaitan. Allahu Akbar. This is so beautiful, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that instead of fighting with others, instead of arguing with others, taking off with others, swearing others, using vulgar words against others, we need to fight our own battle, and that is ourselves. We need to fight against ourselves, fight our nafs, kill our desires, because by us doing this, it defeats shaitan, it weakens shaitan. When you kill your desires, when you fight your nafs, and this is what we have to do. We don't need to go around fighting with this family member or fighting with that family member, wherein as a reality, you know, as a fact, they are not our enemies. They are our family. They are our brothers. You know, they are our fathers. They are our fellow Muslims. Our enmity is not with them. We cannot hate, we have enmity towards other fellow Muslims. Our enmity and hatred is towards shaitan. That is why we have to fight our nafs so that we can be under the shade of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know that shaitan circulates in our body like blood? Did you know that? Shaitan, in fact, is actually very close to each and every one of us. Yes, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that without a doubt, shaitan circulates in the body of man like blood. So why do you think Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us and explained to us in the hadith that the strong person is not he who can put another man down? No, rather the strong person is he who can control himself at the time of anger. Because at the time of anger, shaitan is flowing through your blood. It's flowing through you. And at that time, we see how many people lose control of themselves. Severe family ties because of not controlling one's anger. And when one gets angry, the body gets heated up like a flame, like a fire. It gets so heated up. What is the remedy for that? What is the cure for that? To get rid of that anger? The cure is to go and make wudu. Because wudu, what do you use? You use water. And what does water do to something that is heated? Water extinguishes fire. So for us to extinguish our anger, we need to make wudu. And due to the barakah and the blessings of making wudu, it will extinguish our anger. And in that way, you think how many problems would be avoided? How many unnecessary issues would be avoided? Only if we could control our anger. The awliya Allah, they have mentioned that block the ways of shaitan by means of hunger. Yes, we want to block the ways of shaitan. We don't want him to have no entry. How do we do that? It's by remaining hungry, by means of hunger. And do you know that there are so many harms, so many side effects of overeating, spiritually and physically as well? There are harms. If you are overeating, then you would likely, you know, have the disease of obesity. And that causes more and more health issues. Likewise, on a spiritual level, overeating also has its side effects and its harms as well. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, he has mentioned that overeating, it causes six evils. Allahu Akbar. Six evils. Number one, he says that there is no more divine fear in the heart. Allahu Akbar. The second point he mentions, There is no sympathy with others, because those who stuff themselves up, they assume that everyone else now is like them, and that is why they do not feel or have pity for others. The third point he mentions, that worship seems to be a burden. How many must have felt that? That by overeating, a person becomes lazy to perform his salah, or becomes lazy in doing worship, in reciting the Holy Quran. While standing for salah, a person becomes lazy because of overeating. And then what happens? Shaitan gets the better of the person. Allahu Akbar. The fourth point Imam Ghazali rahimahullah mentioned is that softness is not produced in the heart by listening to the pieces of advice and speeches of those who overeat. Allahu Akbar. There is no softness in such a person's heart who is always overeating one way. Allahu Akbar. The fifth point is, if an overeating person is a preacher and delivers speeches as well, and he is telling others, you know, words of wisdom, by him doing all of this, by overeating, it will have no impact on the hearts of people. And the sixth point Imam Ghazali rahimahullah mentioned was that various kinds of diseases are caused because of overeating. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed shaitan, right? So what did shaitan do? Shaitan declared enmity against man. And what shaitan said, it is quoted in the verse 16 and 17 of Surah Al-A'raf, in the 8th para, in which it is mentioned, the translation from Kanzul Iman, he said, "Hence, I swear that you led me astray. I will certainly sit and wait for them on your straight path. Then I will certainly come to them from their front, from their back, from their right, and from their left. And you will not find most of them grateful." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the whispers and tricks of shaitan. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, shaitan is the enemy of even his own close friends who have no enmity towards him. Disbelievers, deviants, transgressors, and sinners do not oppose shaitan, but rather they obey him. Even then, shaitan does not spare them and continues to cause his whispers in their hearts, making them more and more stubborn and bringing them closer to doom and destruction. This is what's happening in the process when you fall for your carnal desires, for your nafs, when you obey shaitan. This is what happens at the end. It is only destruction. Now imagine how bitter of an enmity shaitan will have towards those scholars of Islam, those giant scholars of Islam, sincere scholars of Islam, and preachers of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who always oppose and annoy him. How? By informing Muslims about his attacks, by alerting Muslims and creating an awareness about the attacks of shaitan. And this is, you know, throwing cold water on his misleading plans. So we should always seek refuge of Allah Azza wa Jal from the whispers of shaitan, because this accursed one is extremely clever. Yes, he is extremely clever and cunning. He causes whispers in the hearts of everyone. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he has mentioned that we should remember shaitan causes scholarly whispers in the hearts of scholars, devotional whispers in the hearts of Sufis, and ordinary whispers in the hearts of general people. So what this means is that Shaytan casts a different net to catch a different type of a person. Like how you would want to catch a certain type of fish, you would use a certain type of bait to catch the fish that you want. Like that, Shaytan also uses different net, a different bait to catch different types of people. And many a times, Shaytan makes sin so attractive that a person commits a sin, assuming it to be an act of worship. Allahu Akbar. Do you know how dangerous this is? If a person has to fall in that trap, sometimes Shaytan appears in front of a person and calls himself to be Allah, trying to mislead the person. And Shaytan did this when he appeared in front of the king of Baghdad, subhanallah, when he appeared in front of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahimahullah. Shaytan did this. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahimahullah, he has mentioned that not every question is answered, right? We shouldn't even try to think about the answer to a satanic whisper. Otherwise, what would happen? Shaytan would ask another question, and another question, and another question. That's only if you're entertaining it. So drive him away by reciting A'udhu Billah. Not every question is answered. Recall when Shaytan did not prostrate himself in front of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And he ended up giving so many reasons for it, that I am better than him, and I am made from fire, he is made from sand, why must I bow down to him? So many reasons Shaytan gave for it. But Allah Azza wa Jal did not reply to them. Instead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا, that get out from here, get out from heaven. So keep it in mind that reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Wajim is a very powerful and effective invocation to drive away Shaitan. Subhanallah. So recite this. Whenever you have a satanic thought, this is the cure for it. Recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Wajim. And we get this from the Holy Quran itself. The Holy Quran itself, subhanallah, the Holy Quran has commanded us that one should seek refuge of Allah Azza wa Jal in case of experiencing satanic whispers. And it is mentioned in verse 200 of Surah Al-A'raf, in the ninth para, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The translation from Kanzul Iman. And O listener, if any whisper from the devil provokes you, so seek the refuge of Allah. Indeed, He is all-hearing, all-knowing. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. This is our solution, dear viewers of Madani Channel. If we find ourselves afflicted by this, there is our answer, that we must seek refuge of Allah Azza wa Jal, recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. You know, Shaytan, he is such, his enmity is such that throughout our entire lives, he troubles us, causes satanic whispers, and even at the time of our death, Shaytan comes there as well. Look at this narration regarding Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah. It is mentioned that when the dying moments of Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah arrived, Shaytan appeared. At that time, Shaytan tries very hard to make the dying person lose his iman, lose his faith, if he deviates from it at this time, right? Because Shaytan will try everything to make a person lose his faith. Because he knows that the dying person will never regain faith if he deviates it from it at this time. So therefore, Shaitan asked Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah that you spent your entire life in debates and in discussions. Have you even recognized Allah? Imam Razi rahimahullah said, without a doubt, Allah Azza wa Jal, He is one. So Shaitan asked, any proof for that? Imam Razi rahimahullah, he gave a proof. But this cursed Shaitan, who was the ex-teacher of the angels, he responded cunningly. In a very cunning way, he gave a response. Imam Razi rahimahullah, he gave another proof, but Shaitan responded again. Sayyidina Imam Razi rahimahullah eventually gave even up to 360 proofs about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all of them were responded by Shaitan. Now, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah was extremely worried and disappointed. His spiritual guide, subhanallah, Sayyidina Shaykh Najmuddin Kubra rahimahullah, his murshid was making wudu at a very distant area, at a very far place. So spiritually, you know, he called Imam Razi rahimahullah from the very same place where he was at. And he told him that, why do you not say that I believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any proof? Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, have you realized how cunningly Shaitan attacks? If anyone pays attention to the satanic whispers, then Shaitan continues to irritate such a person. Ignoring and paying no attention to his whispers is also a cure for them. Ignoring and paying no attention. But above all, we should always seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the mischiefs of Shaitan. And through this narration, it becomes obvious that one should become a disciple, one should become a murid of any perfect spiritual guide, because the attention of the spiritual guide also prevents satanic whispers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Right? So that was one aspect where Shaitan would come to you and put these whispers in your mind. Who created such and such? Who created Ya Rabb? And what are we taught to do? We are taught to recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem and refrain from it. Now, Shaitan, he can also put whispers regarding destiny. And for example, he would say, we are bound to do whatever we are predestined to do. As some people may think and have this mindset as well, that we are powerless against our destiny. We are doing exactly what has been recorded in our destiny. So why is there punishment of the grave and hell, etc.? Certainly, this is also a deception of Shaitan. Don't even think about it. Otherwise, Shaitan will mislead you. Drive him away by reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. So what somebody, we have to understand this point, that what somebody was going to do was recorded in destiny. We need to remember that Allah Azza wa Jal has already and always known what everyone was going to do. And Allah Azza wa Jal recorded their destiny accordingly. Now this divine act of knowing and recording does not force anyone into doing anything. Now let's try and understand it with this example, right? And these days, an expiry date is printed as a legal requirement on the tins or cans of food and packets of medicines, etc. Even a child can understand that the manufacturers mention the expiry date because they know from experience that so-and-so thing will spoil, will go off until a particular date. So they mention the expiry date. Certainly now, the manufacturers mentioning the expiry date has not forced the product to spoil. They did not forcefully go and spoil that product. No. Even if they had not mentioned it, the thing would still have spoiled after the date mentioned. Subhanallah. So these are the kinds of waswasas, the kinds of whispering that we experience, that shaitan whispers to us. And if we want to be protected from it, how do we do that? Is to recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Subhanallah. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, we have, mashallah, a very beautiful kalam. Let us go towards this kalam to enlighten and increase our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this kalam, it is called Madine ka Safar, subhanallah, recited very beautifully by our beloved Rukni Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. So stay tuned to Madini channel and we would be right back soon after this kalam, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pyare Islami bhaiyon aur Madini channel ke nazreen, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi to wo yahi naat thi جو آج میں آپ کے سامنے ایک بار پھر پیش کر رہا ہوں.
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت, کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت, آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں, دنیا تیری گلی میں, عقبا تیری گلی میں, عقبا تیری گلی میں.
ابا کہاں چلے؟
مدینے,
مدینے, مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح, میں جانب طیبہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح, میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ, کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ, کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ, کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ
مدینے کا
کا نظارا کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارا نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نندیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر
لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ
نندیدہ جبی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, what a beautiful kalam. سبحان اللہ, we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala take each and every one of us to Madinatul Munawwara, to Makkatul Mukarrama, time and time again inshallah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani channel, coming back to our topic of discussion, and we've discussed how shaitan will say to a person regarding destiny, regarding who created such and such thing, regarding who created your Rabb. And under all of these circumstances, we are taught to recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Now, a person may also incur satanic whispers regarding their faith, right? And sometimes shaitan causes such whispers that a person cannot even express them in words. As the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, they always remained busy obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and shaitan would irritate them so much by means of waswasas, by means of whispers. It is mentioned that the companions alayhim ridwan, they came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have such thoughts, meaning satanic whispers, in our hearts that we consider it very bad to express them. Do you know what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, have you felt this thing? And the companions alayhim ridwan, they said that, yes ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is open faith. Subhanallah. Likewise, in another person came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that, I have such thoughts in my heart that I like to be burnt to ashes rather than to express them or to let them come on my tongue. I rather be burnt to ashes. I can't stand these thoughts. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we thank Allah azza wa jal who has made these thoughts satanic whispers. Subhanallah. Under this blessed hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the commentary given by Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he stated and he mentioned that Allah azza wa jal has declared these thoughts to be satanic whispers, and there is no punishment for them. Allah azza wa jal, he is the most gracious and knows the helplessness of his servants. Allah, Allah, Allah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that certainly Allah azza wa jal has forgiven the thoughts, meaning the whispers caused by shaitan. So Allah azza wa jal has forgiven the thoughts in the heart of my ummah for me, unless they act upon it and talk about it. Subhanallah. So Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he says that under this hadith sharif, the commentary is that there is no punishment for evil thoughts. This is the speciality and the khasiyat of this ummah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because previous nations, previous ummahs, they were held accountable even for them, meaning for having the satanic whispers permanently in the heart or deliberately thinking about them. They would even be held accountable for this. So we should keep it in mind that there is a difference between a bad thought and a firm bad intention. On one side, you have a bad thought, and on the other side, a firm bad intention. And there is a difference between these two. One is accountable for a firm bad intention. Even if the firm intention of disbelief is disbelief. Allahu Akbar. Allama Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dalvi rahimahullah, he mentioned that the evil thought that comes in the heart spontaneously and suddenly, that evil thought is called hajis. It exists in the heart only for a few moments, and after that it is gone. It disappears. Previous nations, previous ummas, they were forgiven for it. And subhanallah, we are also forgiven for it. However, only we are forgiven for the thought that stays in the heart. And on the other hand, they were not forgiven for that. So if there is also pleasure and happiness with it in the heart, now this is called hamma, and there is no punishment even for that, subhanallah. If there is the firm intention of, you know, putting into action that evil thought which existed in your heart, now there would be punishment for that. So no matter how dangerous satanic whispers you may experience, right? Faith, a person's iman and faith is not destroyed because of that. No matter what satanic whispers you may be experiencing, even if you cannot express it, but your faith is not destroyed. Feeling, you know, anxiety in the heart because of, you know, experiencing satanic whispers about iman, about faith, this actually indicates that the heart is satisfied with iman, subhanallah. The heart is satisfied with faith. Allahu Akbar. In the verse 106 of Surah An-Nahl, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the 14th para of the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Subhanallah. The translation from Kanzul Iman, and his heart is steadfast in faith. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, experiencing these satanic whispers about faith, iman, is a sign of the perfection of iman. You think about it for a moment, and we just have, you know, a few minutes left. But before that, I want to leave you with this point to ponder on. Suppose a person has so much of wealth, gold, silver, riches, whatever it may be. Don't you think that thieves, that robbers would go to his house? Of course they would go, because they have something to gain. They have something to take. Otherwise, a person who does not have any riches, does not have any gold, does not have any silver, does not have anything, why would a thief or a robber go and rob such a person? A thief or a robber would not do that. Why? Because there is nothing there for them to take. Likewise, thieves and robbers, right? They come where there is a huge amount of wealth. And the more strong, that is why, the more strong the iman, the faith of a person is, the more shaitan will come and trouble you. The more shaitan will come and irritate you. If a Muslim is anxious and worried about, you know, experiencing satanic whispers and seeks refuge of Allah Azza wa Jal tearfully from the cursed shaitan, then this is actually a sign of having strong iman, of having strong faith. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah, he says that considering satanic whispers bad is absolute faith. So you are getting these satanic thoughts, and you are considering these satanic thoughts, these whispers, to be bad and evil. This is a sign that you have absolute iman and absolute faith, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the tricks, trickery and deception of shaitan. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have reached the end of our program today, and I hope each and every one of us has learned something, and we should impart this knowledge to others as well, to our family members and to other fellow Muslims out there, so that they could also be alert. They could also be aware of the traps and deceptions of shaitan. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.